we actually view this move as an unconstitutional and an idiotic move by the regime. And this is a desperate attempt to loot from the distressed companies, the remaining companies that we have in Zimbabwe. And we cannot allow that to continue. And Zanu-PF has a history of looting from the people of Zimbabwe. And this we should not actually, as a country, allow Patrick to continue fleecing the remaining companies that are operational in Zimbabwe. Genuine empowerment can only be realized through a reconstruction of Zimbabwe angered on ensuring that the citizens define their own economic productivity and proper utilization of natural resources, and will not allow the ZANU-PF regime to proceed with the levying of local companies or even the remaining companies. We view this as daylight robbery, as the MDC.
But how are you going to stop them since they have the numbers in parliament?
The MDC is a political party with structures all over the country and will continue to mount pressure on the regime to make sure that it does not continue to rob the remaining companies. Actually, this move is actually going to frustrate investors and block and have a negative effect on foreign direct investment.